From Rabash's first volume, you stand today, all of you. A person should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load, which are mind and heart. In other words, all of one's work should be in order to bestow. Accordingly, if one works in order to bestow and does not wish for any reward in return, except to serve in the holy work without hoping to be given any addition to what he has, meaning he has no wish even for additional work, in other words, receiving some knowledge that he is walking on the right path is certainly a just demand. And yet, he relinquishes even that, because he wishes to go with his eyes shut and believe in the Creator. And what he can, he does, and he is content with his lot. And he even feels that there are people who have some understanding in the work of the Creator, while he is completely empty.
We have to understand that what the Kabbalists write, they write the conditions stemming from the conditions of the higher levels, that the higher the level is, the higher the qualities that a person has to attain in order to achieve that degree, the further they are from our will to receive. And it's not that now we have to become like those degrees. We have to match or become similar to those degrees, but it's not that we have to equalize with those degrees, but we have to take it as an example, as something that the upper light can raise me to for it to work like some kind of a crane, some kind of an elevator, to change my current qualities into different qualities, precisely those qualities that the author speaks about when he wrote. In this case, the Rabash, and the upper light that will change me, then it means that I'll be on those same conditions as a certain degree which the author speaks about. Meaning, we needn't regret not being there. We don't have to envision ourselves that this is how we have to be. But our direction has to be toward the upper light. How will we awaken it in order for it to raise us to that level? Devotion, everything in order to bestow, other such nice quotations, the light will come and do. We only have to care for its action, to give it the conditions to affect us, to influence us. But the qualities themselves, they come with the light. So this is why our entire free choice is choosing an environment that will help us, as Bala Sulam says, about the greenhouse, like Bala Sulam talks about the incubator that warms up the eggs, meaning we can hasten our development to think about operating the means and not about the final result, because when this final result will clothe in us, then we will know altogether what that is.